The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
This is normally the time Gareth Mullins would show up with a recipe for the weekend. In this instance, he's shown up with two recipes for the weekends. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. What have you got for us?
So today we're doing a multi-seed flapjack and a raw tracker bar. So what I'm trying to do here is just give you a couple of recipes that, you know, my kids in particular are always looking for snacks and things on the go. And they are quite high in calories, but like if, especially with kids, I think, you really need to understand about fueling children enough, especially when they're active, which my pair are extremely active. So,
and if you're going out for, if you're doing a 5K at the weekends or you're into any of that kind of stuff, this is good recovery food as well.
Big time. And I also think that like they're not that difficult to make. So if you can involve the kids in making them, and I know I'm just talking about kids here, but not just for kids, but I think if you can get a child to actually get involved, understand the ingredients, there's much more chance of them eating it. So, I know there is a little bit of a challenge. There's peanut butter in both of these recipes, and some of the kids, if there's a peanut allergy in the class, I know they don't let them in. So, but certainly these go into my kids' sports bags. So when they're finished and they're normally drained and they're craving that glucose bump, this is where they're going
to
grab it.
Yeah. Give us the multi-seed flapjack then to kick us off.
Yeah, so this is the baked one. So this one, the other one is raw, this one is baked. So what you're going to need is the dry ingredients first. 120 grams of plain flour, 340 grams of rolled oats or porridge for the rest of us, 150 grams of brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons of seeds, whatever you like here. I'm putting in sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds. You can leave them out if you don't like seeds, right? And then you move into the wet ingredients, which is 220 grams of butter, a couple of tablespoons of maple syrup. That just helps them be nice and chewy. 2 tablespoons of, I'm using cashew butter, but any peanut butter that you like. And then 1/2 tablespoon of vanilla. That's just for an extra bit of flavour. And then a pinch of salt. The salt will just balance out the sweetness for you a little bit.
Really, and I see what you mean about the glucose hit. There's a fair chunk of glucose in there.
I mean, you just cut them into little pieces, and this makes a square slab, and then you just put the kettle on and try not to eat the whole to try it once because they're very nourishable. Anyway, we need to grease an 8-inch by 10-inch baking tray. So that's one of the brownie baking trays. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees. Weigh out the raw ingredients and mix them together in a bowl. So very easy thing for a kid to do. Pour the wet ingredients into a small pot. So the butter, the maple syrup, the cashew butter and the vanilla in a little small pot, put it onto the stove and bring it to a gentle simmer, and then you pour the wet in on top of the dry, mix it together, put it into the baking tin, get a piece of parchment paper and squash it down so it's nice and compact, and then pop it into your preheated oven for 20 to 25 minutes until golden brown, and that's it. Then you just take them out, let them cool a little bit on a wire rack, and then turn it upside down. It'll fall onto a chopping board. And while they're still warm, that's important, cut them into squares like I have then. You can see what I've done. So they're kind of, I don't know, 3 inches by 1 inch squares. And then when they're nice and cool, into an nice and chilled into an airtight container, and they last for 4 or 5 days and stay nice and crisp.
You said about putting on the grease proof to pack them down. Do you leave it on or do you peel it back off before you put them in the oven?
Yeah, you peel it back off. The reason why I just tell you to put the grease proof on it is just so it doesn't all stick to your hand. So
the other one then is an even better one for involving the kids because it doesn't require a hot oven at all. They can do the whole process start to finish.
Exactly. And this one, if you just kind of follow the ingredients lightly and add in things that you know that your kids are going to eat. So I'll give you this recipe, but you can move this around a little bit. So these are raw tracker bars. So these are like what they sell in all the trendy coffee shops as protein balls and that type of stuff. So it's 300 grams of a good quality peanut or cashew butter, 150 grams of nibbed almonds, 100 grams of de-stoned chopped medjool dates. They help stick it together. 100 grams of figs, chopped apricots, 100 grams. Chopped chocolate. I just like to put a bit of chocolate in them because I think they add good flavour. 45 grams of coconut oil. So this is what kind of binds it together. If you don't use coconut oil, you can use butter here. 400 grams again of rolled oats, so that's our porridge. 50 grams of golden raisins, so they're the little yellow raisins, they're lovely and sweet. 200 mils of almond milk or coconut water, that just moistens the porridge. 60 grams of maple syrup, and then 150 grams of seeds. So you can see, I've listed this on my Instagram, but chia, linseed, sunflower, sesame, whatever seeds you like. And then all you do is combine the peanut butter and the coconut water and the coconut oil, I have almond milk in the recipe. It says coconut water, but it's coconut water or almond milk. till a smooth paste, and then you just chop all the dried fruits, put it in a bowl, mix it all together till it starts looking like a thick porridge, and then you can press it into a tray like what we've done with the flapjacks, or roll it into little balls and go into a trendy coffee shop and charge $3.50 a bottle. But yeah, or just, and these can freeze, or they last in the fridge because there's no dairy in them. They will last at room temperature for as long as you need them, really. They won't last long. The kids will definitely enjoy this. So,
and essentially, they're almost all fruit, so I'm sure they're very healthy and good for you.
They're all dried fruit, which have high sugar content, so I wouldn't be sitting down and eating the whole slab or the whole lot of it in one sitting. But really, when the kids are on the way into training, if you give them one or two of these, and when they're finished again, another couple of them, they're perfect because they keep the calories up.
You've brought in the end result of both. You'd never know which one was baked and which one wasn't. They end up looking like a thing that has been cooked.
They're fairly similar, but like when you eat one, you'll see that the tracker bar is actually quite soft, where the flapjack is a flapjack, which is nice and crisp.
Quick one before you go. Asking the difference between black pepper and white pepper. When would one use white pepper and what are the benefits?
Generally speaking, I use white pepper in any white type of the sauces, and I use black pepper where it's like in stews or anything else. I like to season steaks with black pepper. It's generally a little bit spicier. I hate black pepper in a white sauce because it looks like something's had to fall into it.
There you go. So the only reason really to use white is for appearance sakes, otherwise lean black.
Generally speaking, but like the black pepper has definitely got a little bit more heat. Just an interesting long black pepper, which they sell in Asian supermarkets, which is ground down, is amazing in curries, and it's a real wonderful base spice for any Asian cookery. They're like kind of long and really spicy.
Gareth, thank you as always. That is Gareth Mullins, who is executive chef at the Marker Hotel.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.